This is Fresh Air. Our classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review of a new recording featuring pianist Shura Tchaikovsky playing compositions by Liszt and Stravinsky.
One of the many delights of a new CD on Nimbus, a recital by 75-year-old pianist Shura Tchaikovsky, isn't on the recording. It's an interview reprinted from the London Times. "Let me tell you about my character," he tells the interviewer. "It's so much more interesting to talk about than music. I'm a man of extremes and obsessions. When I say I'll practice 4 hours, it'll never be 3 hours, 59 minutes. I'm literal. My wife used to say she thought she was marrying an artist, not a metronome. It's one of the reasons we divorced." He claims he goes to concerts only to hear bad artists. "To remind me how to play," he says. Tchaikovsky, a student of the great Josef Hoffmann, was born in Russia but was brought to America as an infant. He made his debut at 11 and shortly thereafter played at the White House for President Harding. He began his recording career nearly half a century ago and developed quite a reputation for playing Russian music and the bravura pieces of Liszt, also for not playing anything the same way twice. I quote again, "Sometimes I say to myself, now shall I surprise them today and play this passage piano, or shall I shock them with a forte? I think I'll be naughty and shock them." This disc doesn't sound like the work of a septuagenarian. Maybe these performances, recorded in 1985 in England where he now lives, aren't quite as wild as his earlier ones are reported to have been, but they are refreshingly spontaneous and full of rhythmical surprises. It's the security of his understanding of both style and content that keeps him from going over the edge. Tchaikovsky convinces you that this is just how the music is supposed to go. I have to confess that my favorite work on this disc is Liszt's Second Hungarian Rhapsody. It's a piece I've had an inordinate fondness for ever since I first heard the men of Texaco who work from Maine to Mexico sing it every Tuesday night on the Milton Berle Show. Several years ago at Harvard, Charles Rosen, in one of his Norton lectures on Romanticism, vindicated my questionable taste by arguing that Liszt's greatest contribution to piano literature may lie in his popular rather than his serious compositions. It's in them you can find his most adventurous explorations of sonority. Tchaikovsky's performance of the Liszt B minor sonata on this disc is extraordinary in the way certain unexpected understatements serve to heighten the intensity of Liszt's passionate outbursts. And his playing of Stravinsky's 3 movements from Petrushka is not only practically orchestral in its virtuosity, but deeply touching in its characterization of Stravinsky's pathetic puppet protagonist. But it's the truly Hungarian rhapsody, with its heroic yet playful edge-of-the-diving-board suspensions, that I keep coming back to most.
Thank you.
Shura Cherkassky playing Liszt on a new Nimbus CD. There are also three previous Cherkassky discs on Nimbus, including a Chopin record and a recital disc that has Abram Chasins' 1929 Rush Hour in Hong Kong. Despite Cherkassky's disclaimer, his music may in fact be even more interesting than his character.
Lord Schwartz is classical music editor for the Boston Phoenix. He's a poet and teaches English and creative writing at the University of Massachusetts in Boston. Lord reviewed a new CD by Shura Cherkassky on Nimbus. Cherkassky will be performing next Monday, July 20th, at the Newport Music Festival in Rhode Island.